So here we are live on the air through BBS Radio Online. Good day to you, whatever time of day it is for you. Here in this now, it is Monday, January the 30th, 2019. I'm located in California, in the town of Los Molinos. Another Wednesday episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown. If you have questions, we have answers, where Wynn is asking questions live on this call, as this is as usual a simulcast or a conference call. He asks those questions on our sources from the Ra Group and Elohim Group through Terry Brown. And over the years, there is such a huge collection of amazing information that has come through. It is available online, thespiritchannel.net. And I believe there will come a time when all this information will be organized. At this point, that is not the case. We do look for volunteers to do such. So feel free to send Wynn an email. He will respond. You can just respond to any of his emails. And Wynn will get back to you. My name is Gijs Minderhout. And I thank every one of you for being present. We do every day the Whole Planet Healing conference call, which is only accessible per phone. Every day at 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find the phone number with the access code online at wholeplanethealing.com. And I can give you the phone number right now. Let me first welcome the first caller. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Welcome to the call, Dharmananda. How do you do?
Okay.
All right.
How you doing?
Good, good. All right. And for those who want to make a note of the phone number for the conference call, All Planet Healing, is 1-712-770-4340 with the access code 250-513-pound. Say it one more time, 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Prudy.
Welcome, Prudy.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And on Sunday morning, every Sunday morning, at 10 a.m. Pacific, we do the two-hour call. I still like to call it the grid healing call. In the first hour, usually we do a live session channeling, where Wynn asks random questions to our sources through Terry Brown. Amazing stuff comes through, how things are sticking together, how the world was created, etc., etc. all kinds of stuff. And in the second hour, we focus on planetary healing, on the healing list, where people do requests for planetary healing or personal healing or for other people, circumstances. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And we are only a minute away from the hour, so we wait for Wynn and Terry to be present here shortly. And on the Mondays, same time as this call, we have every week of conference call as well, with random topics, sometimes open mics. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome to the call, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
You're welcome. And
hi, Jeannie.
Next caller.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Well, greetings, Hive, and everyone from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Raiden. To you, Raiden. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
All right.
Yippee.
And if you want to submit a question for tonight's call, you can do so per email at questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Wynn picks the most relevant, most interesting, most applicable for a wide audience, usually questions from those that have been submitted, but he also does go through the personal questions. If you have a personal issue where you have a, you would like to have an answer on, it might be asked as well. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome to the call, Terry.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you
very much for being here.
Positive greetings.
Hi, Raiden.
Much love.
Thank you.
You sound not so loud, Terry.
Is that
you're
better?
Low in volume. Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Okay.
And we did have somebody else join in, I believe. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. All right. And do you know if Wynn is going to be present, Terry?
Yeah, he is.
All right.
He should be calling in any minute.
All right. We did have another person joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hello, hi, Terry and everyone. This is Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Good evening.
Hi, Shirley.
Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Don.
All right.
It's snowing in Missouri.
Say what, Terry?
It's snowing in Missouri.
Yeah. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
A few cities by the Great Lakes, like Buffalo and Waterford or something like that, they're really getting a lot of that lake effect snow, like feet of it.
Really?
Yeah, they get a lot sometimes. Erie, Buffalo.
Because I'm from Rochester.
Yeah.
Right by the lake.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil, the C6 Sea Serpent from Seattle.
Hi, Cecil. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Sunshine.
Hi, Cecil. This is Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
I had a wife named Bonnie once.
Awesome. I bet she was trouble.
Yeah, she was trouble. Trouble with a capital T.
Well, I thank everyone for being here, and I also those that are listening online through BBS Radio, thank you for being here. And a special thank you to Terry Brown. Thank you so much for doing this for all of us, Terry.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me go and see where Lynn is at, because
all right.
She's probably getting a question lined up.
All right.
Well, having just gotten on, how's Terry doing?
Sounds pretty good.
Well, I'm doing better, but I have to make sure I have enough salt.
Yeah, make sure you're well salted. Can be well salted.
They say salt is the salt of the earth, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Very you're getting stuff. A good quality salt, aren't you? Like Himalayan pink salt, or
I had a teaspoon today.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that regular table salt will kill you.
Yeah. Hey, Wynn, everybody's asking for you. Okay. He'll be on.
Good. Thank you.
Yes.
We didn't hear the whir of the helicopter blades.
Right.
Well, the helicopter, I've seen the helicopter hanging there, but it's not landing.
Yeah, Wynn had to put me back together tonight because my sodium crashed again today, and so I was drinking tomato juice and more tomato juice and stuff to get my sodium up.
Wow. Well, we're thankful you're here and okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you sound good.
Good.
You do.
Good. All right.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Who is that was welcoming me?
That was Cecil.
Oh, Cecil.
Hi. Yeah, that was me.
Cecil, you're sounding younger.
Oh, I am younger. Getting younger every day.
I believe it.
I got it in reverse now.
All right.
Now I got somebody saying, what's the access code for the call tonight?
Hey, Terry, you drinking lots of baking soda?
No, I'm not taking any.
Well, you should. That's got a lot of sodium, you know.
Really?
Sodium bicarbonate.
Oh,
Good tip. Thank you.
Twice as much sodas.
And we had another person join in to the call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi.
Roger.
I think I'll listen to DBS.
Hi, everybody.
Are we on DBS now?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I think I better listen to BBS. I got too much static on my phone. Bye.
Okay.
Ramananda. And more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hi, Suzanne. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks. Hi.
Suzanne.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
I hear no giggles.
You know, I thought my memory was getting better. I had the birthday song down pat, and every time I go to a birthday party, though, they change one name, and I got to start all over again.
Another person.
Hello. Anna.
Hi, Anna. Welcome, Anna.
Hi. Hi, Anna. Hi, Anna.
Federal Way.
Yes.
Is that Anna in Kenwa?
More.
Yes. Ex-patriot, right.
Previously of.
So, Fedwa.
Okay. You gotta be careful of the feds.
Truly.
Well, you didn't move very far.
No, not at all.
And welcome to the next person. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
You want one of those things?
No.
Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Oh, hello, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
I think you... Okay, welcome.
Okay. I'm ready, okay? I'm ready as I'll ever be. Jerry, are you there?
I'm here.
Get your recording going.
I will mute the phone line.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is January 30th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona and everybody everywhere. And this is our Wednesday night session where people submit questions, trying to figure out what is going on. You know, everybody is here. And when I was younger, and some people still believe this, there's this illusion that we arrive somewhere, that we get enlightened, or we go to nirvana, or we become, self-aware, or what do they call it in Zen? Can't remember. But all these different words, as if there is some place to arrive, and after you arrive, everything changes in your life. Because now you are operating at the top of the pyramid. I'm going to ask a question about this tonight, because I have a different perception than that. And the person who was the biggest influence in my life many years ago was, he used to say that there were two basic principles in spirituality. And there's more than that, but two of the ones that he said were at the very top were acceptance and etc. And he went by Etcetera, at least from my understanding, is that you never arrived. There was no place to arrive to. The whole idea of arriving was an illusion. And from my perspective, as you move higher up the ladder, and you move into a higher level of awareness of what some people call unity consciousness, there becomes flow, and reality is not a fixed thing at all. There are a huge amount of parameters constantly changing. There are the energy of the planets, the energy of the galaxies, the energy of where you live, the energy of the people around you, the energy of what you say out of your mouth, the energy of what you hear with your ears. And here you are in the middle of all of this in a physical body. And that when you get into the flow of all the energies, then something shifts. And the real challenge is, how do you go from where you are to getting into the flow? And that may be one of my questions tonight, because whether you've asked that question or it's occurred to you or not, I think, if you think about it, it's probably one of the most relevant questions. Because when you get into a flow, your energy goes higher. You start relating to people. You start getting into synchronicities. And you start to see the bigger patterns of life, because you're on top of them instead of being maneuvered and manipulated by them. Most of the time, we are in the patterns of life, and we are reflecting energies in those patterns. And the key is how to get above the patterns, and instead of just bouncing around in reflected energy, how do you become a creative force in life? How do you connect to the creative force in the universe so that you actually are impacting life instead of just responding to it? Now, how do you impact it? That's each person's individual path. But every one of us has the power to impact life, and not just respond to it. Whether it's putting a smile on your Aunt Emma's face one day, or whether it's walking through the life and holding the Christ energy and radiating it to all the people you come across, either one is impacting life. And some of us have much more potential than we've ever stepped into. So, you know, when you ask the question, how do you do that? There's not a linear answer. But one of the things is, it has to do with doing as well as being. Because there is both doing and being. And to create an impact, you have to be in a state of being and a state of doing. At least that's what I think. I'm going to question our sources about that and see if they can come up with some really good suggestions about how we move into that. So, Terry, I'm going to do our invocation to the light, and we will start. And we do have some questions lined up. We have questions from Nick, from Valerie, from Edna, from David Wilkes, from Bonnie, from John Herman, and that's it so far. Although I think there might be more in my inbox. That's what I've compiled so far. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. Any negativity, be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, operating in the Christ energy, to join us, and we create a protective space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And we're going to start in a process commonly called the channeling, where some very high sources on the other side speak through Terry and answer questions. So do our sources have an opening statement? Hello?
We greet you in the light of one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you. And we make contact with each and every person on the line. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it. And we come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line. That is only the voice. We are directly with each and every one of you who listens to the call or reads a transcript at some later time. Do you have questions?
Yes. Let me ask my questions first. If you were listening and you heard the question, it relates to being and doing and the idea of enlightenment or arriving somewhere compared to the idea that life is a flow and you never really arrive there. You have moments of connection, either longer moments or shorter moments, in which case you're in a flow and you're uplifting the energy here with the vibrations of the higher realms. And that, how does that compare with the idea of enlightenment, nirvana, or any other such terms of accomplishment?
Thank you. There are definitions of enlightenment. However, our view of enlightenment is when one is open and one is present and one is awake and is looking at everything in present time and has discernment
and is not stuck in a belief system that everything revolves around, that colors everything and makes one's view distorted toward that one belief system. Back to you.
When people are ambitious to move up the ladder of spiritual accomplishment and spiritual awareness, how important is doing compared to being?
Being is a state. It is a state of being present. It is a state of what one believes. It is a state of how one's matrix is put together. Doing then follows as one acts according to how they see everything.
Thank you. Once one makes the decision to go from being to doing, what are the parameters of doing that cause the maximum growth?
When one can be done so and then put that into action and be true to themselves, that is flow in action and all works together simultaneously and seamlessly.
For the people coming into our call, how important is doing? You know, there's a saying that goes, from whom much is given, much is expected. Can you explain how that relates to this idea?
Give us a moment. It goes together because as someone is given something and they wish to keep up with the flow of what they are given, then they need to also reciprocate.
There's a saying that goes, use it or lose it. Does that apply here?
We do not wish to make categories which everything is fitting into some category, as one needs to be awake and aware and to be able to respond as it is called for or they wish.
Thank you. Let me ask a question from Don Herman in Ohio. Are there any ways to purposely raise the frequency of a group?
You are breaking up.
Are there any ways to purposely raise the frequency of a group?
Give us a moment. If someone is to inspire the group, that can raise the frequency of the group. Otherwise, the group, if everyone was equal input, would reach some median level. But if someone can inspire them and teach them, then the individuals can raise their frequency.
So it takes being in the presence of inspiration, one way to raise the frequency.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, someone with a high frequency tends to raise the frequency of the group.
Mm-hmm. How about some people use the idea of chanting to raise the frequency, like chanting
yes,
Om or chanting the Bhajan or something.
That can also raise frequency, yes.
Okay. Next question is from, let's see here. Nick in Perth, Australia.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. Thank you all for your service. God bless you. My name is Nick. I had a friend pass away yesterday at 4:25 p.m. I assume he means Australian time. And her name was Nora Davis. And he asked, did she pass over okay? Is she all right? If there's anything, any help you can give her, please do.
Thank you. She has still not realized completely what has happened to her, and she is still hanging around in the body. She's still hanging around the body, and she still thinks she will still wake up and it will be okay. So she is in the beginning stages of transitioning, and it will take her a few days to realize that the body is not going to wake up.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can do this in her present state, but he asks, can you give her my love, and does she have anything to pass on? Thank you.
No, she is still not capable of responding, but when you send your love, there is a part of her, a frequency within her that gets it. It is very good to do that.
Thank you. Next question is from David Wilkes in Livermore. When I was a little boy, I had a dream. And when I was in the dream, I was swimming through what seemed like underwater, but it was like somebody poured all different kinds of paint into a pool without stirring it. And I was swimming through it like tie-dye underwater psychedelic. As I swam, I would come into every different color, and every color had a different feel to it on my skin. Like blue, for instance, was cool and refreshing. Yellow was light, airy feeling. Red was abrasive and itchy. Purple was magnificent. and I don't remember all the colors, but that dream stayed with me all my life. I was wondering, was it just a dream, or was that me recalling some of my lifetimes as energy before any physical realm, maybe? I don't know. The jury is out. What do you think?
Give us a moment. We are looking at your words. It was a dream. And the different colors were represented states of mind and the chakra system is expressing those colors. The throat is expressing blue. The foundation, the sexual chakras, the power, the sexual chakra and the foundation chakra are expressing red and orange. The power chakra is expressing yellow. So as you dream those dreams, you were moving through different states of mind, which were all available to you. It was a beautiful expression of different states you had at various times experienced.
When somebody has a dream like this, do they, it is them creating the dream, right? So explain a little bit about how the dream gets created and what part of them is creating the dream.
Thank you. In your mind's eye, in your inner vision, you can recreate those colors and those feelings. It was re-experiencing those feelings and connecting them up with the various colors and re-experiencing the feelings. And as you did that, it reaffirmed your connection to those states of mind.
Thank you. Let me see it. I'm going to ask a question. When we first started talking to sources on the other side, one of the sources, one of the early sources, through Daphne, identified itself as Ptah. And then I started researching the name Ptah. I found a woman in Australia that was channeling what seemed perhaps to be the same Ptah. And then it was indicated that Ptah was a name Enki took down the road, particularly in Egypt, I believe, in order to contribute, continue contributing in his way to the evolution of the humans. And Ptah took upon himself the role of being an emissary to introduce the Elohim, which probably came three sessions later, the Whisper Cha. Could you explain more about the nature of Pata and his relationship with the Elohim at that time?
At the time of the channeling?
Yes.
He is a lower level entity, and he is particularly connected to Daphne, and was a figure in Egypt. We see that Enki was much broader and more expansive than the Pata of Egypt. And the Pata that Daphne is connected to in channeling, does that help?
Was the Pata of Egypt the same Pata that we were speaking with?
Yes.
And was he a aspect of Enki? Could we say?
He would like to be an aspect of Enki. But we might say it's a very little aspect of Enki.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when he took the position of being the one that introduced us to the Elohim, how did he have a connection to the Elohim to allow him to take that position?
He himself was connected to the Elohim and was bringing true information from higher Elohim.
Mm-hmm. I see. And but he wasn't existing in a physical body. He was existing, I would say, in the astral and doing all this from an astral, right?
An intermediate position.
Right. And he did not have a body, correct?
No, he did not.
But he was still communicating with the Elohim as if the Elohim were channeling to him where he was in his position.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next question is from Sija. For the last 7 or more years, I have been suffering with chronic sore throats, earaches, and severe headaches. I have tried various natural remedies, which help, but only if I take them continuously. Antimicrobial, she says. The same symptoms keep coming back and seem to be getting worse as time goes on. I have noticed that my symptoms seem to be triggered by the rain. If I decide not to take any natural medicine, the symptoms become very severe. Tonsillitis, severe headaches, earaches with tinnitus, and severe night sweats. It also seems as though I pick up colds and flus very easily, as if I have no natural immunity to it, which is strange, because previously I always had very good immune system. I would really like to know what is causing this problem and the best ways to permanently heal it. Thank you for any help. Sija.
Thank you. Your immune system has gotten weaker, and this is the reason for your susceptibility to the infections. There is some deficiency in minerals and nutrients. A full range of nutrients and minerals would help to build your immune system. And also, you could be checked to see the white blood count that you have and to see if there's a way to increase it.
Thank you. Question from Bonnie Pinners in Corona. My very first question, back in 2014, Bonnie, seems like such a long time ago, and it doesn't seem like such a long time ago either. My first question was about a recurring dream I had as a child, that I had a group of people and an invisible machine. The group was my crew, and the machine was our craft that we couldn't repair and had left us marooned here on Earth. You said there was more, much more to our story, but that was enough at the time. Our technology must have been very advanced to have a telekinetic ship. But what was our mission? Did we have contact with any Earth beings? Did we reincarnate into humans right away? Or have we taken any other forms? I understand that the veil clouds our memories for good reason, but my insatiable curiosity fuels my inquisitiveness.
Yes. Give us a moment. You did not incarnate right away. You were visiting a outpost star group. In North America. And you did not have the opportunity to meet with them. And it took some time, several more years, to reorient and to find your star group and then to reincarnate into it.
As you reincarnated into her star group, into bodies on planet Earth, right?
Yes, yes.
And they were human bodies, not
yes.
her planetary bodies.
Right.
So
they were planetary bodies that had come here and had set up a center and had begun a life cycle on the Earth plane.
Mm-hmm. So the ET bodies, were they similar to human bodies?
Yes.
Genetically?
Yes.
Very similar or
very
somewhat?
Similar, yes.
Very similar. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so after she died in that particular lifetime, she hung around on the astral. I'm just asking.
To get
this.
Oriented along with her crew, to get to reorient and to then go in search of her star group, the outpost on Earth.
So did she incarnate into her star group on Earth rather than to 3D human bodies?
They were 3D human bodies.
But I mean, bodies that were already here, indigenous to the, yeah.
Well, that had started an outpost here and was taking hold and reincarnating over and over and starting a group here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. And then she kept meeting her shipmates who had also started incarnating into bodies in this realm.
Yes, they were following her.
And they were they all together on the other side as well? In the astral?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is from ISIS in Seattle. Recently, I got attacked through my spiritual cord and felt it had been injured. I felt Ra'an help heal me as it a couple of times. Can you advise if this was indeed the case? And if so, what was the nature of the injury? I felt it had happened. I felt it had holes on it. And was that the case? I'm not sure what she means by, holes on it.
Your tether cord. Your tether cord did get injured. And so when you leave your body, be very careful that you do not focus on something in the world that where you might think you can go right through it, but you can't. And sometimes you can get injured when you try to go through an object in the physical world with your astral body. So be careful when you go astral traveling and, we're taking a look closer. Yes, it is healed. It is healing more even. And so learn the lesson that if you go out of your body to not try to move through solid objects, as it will create distortion or upset or if it was severe, it could even cut your tether cord. And then you would not be able to get back to your body. So be careful when leaving your body.
Okay. Next question. This is from Valerie in Livermore. I have been seeing consecutive numbers like crazy for days now. 2-2-2-4-4-4-5-5-5. The other morning I got into my van and the odometer was 2-2-2-2-2-2. 99 miles above that. Then when I turned on the radio, all my stations had been changed. No, I did not disconnect the battery, and no one else was in my van. The universe, or whomever, appears to be contacting me like crazy. I ask them to please be more clear, as I do wish to communicate. But I just do not understand. You got it, Valerie? But I just don't understand what they're trying to say. So my question is,
hello.
Why the heck are they trying to get my attention so much, and who the heck is it? Thanks again.
I love you. Your dad loves you.
Hey, Dad, you want to say anything else to Valerie? Do you keep an eye on her?
She loves her car.
Okay. The mystery is solved, Valerie. Okay. Let me ask. There's a questionnaire from Edna that she has been asking for a while. And sometimes ignore Edna. Let's see. And there's also, did I ask a question for CJ here? Yes, I asked a question. Yes. Edna, where is Edna? Hang on. We're actually officially out of time, but I think we can fit this in. Just a moment. Valerie, your dad sounds like a cool guy. And he sounds like he's happy on the other side, too. And here's Edna's question. I would like to ask the sources how to develop the eyes to see beyond what I see in this third dimension. How can I see the souls that are around me and want to be helped? Thank you. Love you, guys. And, of course, it's no longer Edna. It's now Edgna.
Some people are have a stronger aura than other people. Some people have a stronger will to communicate than other people. Those with the biggest desire to get in touch can make themselves known. There's someone knocking on the door. What time is it?
7:56. Should we end this now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Edna. I don't know if that was enough, but we're having a disturbance here. Thank you, everyone who's listening on BBS. And if you haven't done it yet, we have a very cool thing we're doing called Whole Planet Healing. And it's happening in 3 minutes, 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340, and the PIN is 501026, no, that's not the PIN, 250513, 250513#. And we'll see you all in just a moment. Thank you again for your questions and for being here.
Your conference recording has stopped.